Coach, Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press. Can I ask you, felt they were asking in Vegas to maybe check on the Steve Mason, why he wasn't around yesterday. Is there, how's he making out for today?
Yeah, he was available for the game.
Okay. Touched on this with the three players that were with us. The, you know, not a lot of difficulty for your club to score goals throughout the season. How much of it is just the situation they find themselves in right now? I mean, this is as pressure packed as you can get.
I don't feel it's a pressure issue. I mean, they've done a good job in their own end. We spent a lot of time there, had a lot of shot attempts, so they've gotten sticks a lot, and then they've had some pretty darn good saves. So it's not a matter of, for me, squeezing the sticks. We're getting the shot we want to the net. But playoffs, usually, I don't think it's working for us this year, usually low-scoring affairs. I mean, we get out in the road and we're looking at 1-1 halfway through the game both times. That's kind of what you expect, right? Both goaltenders making some saves. And we haven't been able to get the timing of the next goal has gone against us in both games, and it's affected the score.
So then, is it sort of standard operating procedure that you would expect your goaltender to need to allow two or fewer, or is this asking a lot of your goaltender?
Oh, you know what? Both teams are going to ask a lot of their goaltenders. All four teams left. It's that's because every shot now that gets to the net's a potential, and that's the pressure that those guys operate under. But we have confidence that we're still going to generate the offense. We got to get a buy-in for sure, but we think we can get enough to win a game.
Just one quick one, and again, we kind of touched on it with the three gentlemen that were here before, but the daunting task of winning three in a row. I mean, how do you as the coach wipe out the big picture and let them just focus on 2 o'clock, the first shift tomorrow?
Well, that's been our operating procedure all year. Not looking past an opportunity to make the playoffs, not looking past to a potentially difficult road trip, not looking past closing out a game against Nashville when you couldn't, not making it the end all be all, and getting into a game seven and coming out right. So we've been under that procedure all year. The idea of winning three in the playoffs in a row in any series is a daunting task. The idea of one is perfectly understandable.
Second row on the right. Scott Billick, NHL.com. Paul, the percentages are so low on teams to come back from 3-1 right down. How do you keep that out of the room?
I just don't answer questions about it.
Fair enough.
See, because it wouldn't be part of my pregame speech.
Yeah.
But go back to the question prior, how you mentally frame things is important in the NHL daily life. And we know we're capable of winning a hockey game against any of the 31 teams. And that will be the attitude we bring to the rink. Why we would think about the day after when we never have prior to, we'll get ready for that game tomorrow.
When you guys have played as well as you have 5-on-5 and haven't been getting the results, especially now in the playoffs where every game is so much more magnified than a regular season, is there ever a dip in belief in the team? Do you see that? And do you have to combat against that?
You know what? Every single team takes a hit after every single loss, and that's the key piece to all of this is the recovery and belief, right? So the stronger, or that's why they would say the more experience you have, the advantage that you would have. But, you know, we've played both the teams that we beat had more experience than we did. They both beat us, and we beat them in games, and we were able to recover from it. So certainly there's a value to that experience, not losing that belief. Pittsburgh wins the Stanley Cup. They get into, you know, they get in behind in that conference final series to Ottawa. They're still going to have a real strong belief because they have that experience. Ours is shorter term. We have that experience in these playoffs now.
Is there anything about through four games here about Vegas that you didn't know coming into this series that they've surprised you guys?
No, you know what? Like I said, I watched this team play hockey an awful lot over the course of the year and then through their playoffs. They've been very, very consistent with their game. Exceptionally opportunistic when they've had the chance. They do a good job controlling the net area in their defensive zone. If you talk to Pete DeBoer or John Stevens about the series themselves and the comments that they would have made would be identical to the ones that I'm making right now. We've got to try to control the one line if you can. It's a turnover game for them, and they've got good speed on the way up the ice, and then you've got to work exceptionally hard to kind of crack through that the grind that they have in their D zone.
Murat Atesh, The Athletic. You mentioned their number one line, and I'm thinking about the switch in defense pairings yesterday. Was that something that you saw specifically to the Marchessault, Carlson, and Smith line?
It wasn't a defensive concept. It was things happening at the offensive line. We know that Chifley and Wheeler and Connor have a big bulk of puck control time in the offensive zone, and when you're heavy man-to-man as they are, it has to become a five-man group. We like Trouba and Morrissey in that, but clearly it's where Dustin Byfuglien excels, so we just changed that. It was an offensive mindset.
Last question in front.
Judy Owen, Canadian Press. What would you like your players to do in preparing for tomorrow? Do you want them just to clear their mind and not think about the magnitude of this, especially in front of their fans?
Yeah, I want them to take their experience between Game 6 and 7 and create the environment they created there, where they came out with an excitement and a smile on their face going into Game 7. There was as much pressure in that game as there was here. Right? It's the exact same game. This one's at home. We'll need that crowd, and they've been great for us because both teams, all four teams now, there's not quite as much in the tank as there was before, so you're looking to draw on that and go out with an excited smile. These are the best games, always are. When everything is on the line, everybody will be at their most excited. You have to find a way, and it shouldn't be very difficult to love every minute of it. The greater the stakes in anything that we think, especially when you live a life in pro sports, eventually that's what it's all about. This has to be your finest hour. Not even, you know, before the puck drops. I'm not talking about the play. Be able to get your mind that this is the most fun game of the year now.